Election Day is now just 13 days away. While the presidential race has captured the nation's attention, there are several regional races that appear just to be as close as Romney Obama. Buffalo News political reporter Bob McCarthy joins us again on this Wednesday morning to offer some perspective for these final days. And good morning to you, sir.
Good morning to you.
Well, first, let's get your thoughts on the presidential race, Bob, in this regard. I mean, in a way, you're kind of you're out there every day talking to people who are involved in politics, yet we are not in one of those battleground states. So I'm kind of curious what you're watching as we get closer to Election Day in terms of what might tip the balance in that race.
I think I'm seeing two guys running for president of Ohio. you know, this is what it's coming down to, along with a few other states, Jay. And that's, you know, a function of our electoral college system. If this was just a popular vote thing, we'd be looking at something that's essentially tied right now, according to the last poll we've seen earlier this week, 47-47, and you would be seeing a national campaign, but it's not the way it works, as we all know. You have to win the states. So that's why both of these men are out there in these key places, like Ohio, like Colorado, like Florida and Virginia, and maybe Wisconsin now, too, all trying to make sure that these states come into their column. And so that's what it's coming down to.
Of course, that's the current race. The man who won back-to-back elections, Bill Clinton, found his way into Western New York just the other day. He was in Rochester in support of Louise Slaughter and Kathy Hochul. And you had a chance to be present when the former president was on hand. What struck you about his visit?
What struck me is that the man still has the ability to pack about 3,000 people into the Main Street Armory in Rochester.
Wow.
And people who are very enthusiastic about his just mere presence to come in and talk about Louise Slaughter and Kathy Hochul. I think what really struck me about that, though, is that the fact that the president, Barack Obama, is unpopular in polls in that new 27th district. Mm. And Chris Collins has grabbed onto that like a pit bull and not let go. And so every breath that he utters, every commercial that he airs, links Kathy Hochul to Barack Obama. So what does she do, and what does Louise Slaughter do, too? They import Bill Clinton in to kind of counteract that as someone who obviously must still be popular in the polls that they're taking, or otherwise they wouldn't have gone down that road. And I think it did kind of energize I think what they're trying to do is get those moderates and get those unaffiliateds who are okay with Bill Clinton.
Now, let's get away from the congressional race and get into another, well, I don't know how close this race really is, but that 60th Senate race continues to be interesting in so many different ways. Of course, the Republican incumbent is Mark Grazzotti. Mike Amadeo is the Democrat who beat out Chuck Swanick in the Democratic primary. Chuck Swanick was on the conservative line, but was very silent for many weeks after that primary. Now he's not so silent. What's going on in that race?
Yeah, he's kind of emerged from hiding on this and was scheduled to participate in the debate at St. Joe's High School today. And the Siena poll had him at about 17%, which means that he's going to be a real factor in this thing. And in the end, it could be that he's the guy who prevents the Democrats from getting this seat. Don't forget that this was the seat that the Senate Democrats labeled their number one priority in the whole state. And it has a lot to do with maintaining the Republican majority in the Senate, the last bastion of GOP power in this state. And that's why this is so important. That's why there's so much money being spent on it. So, I mean, the Siena poll showed that Mark Grazzotti had a substantial lead. And to me, that is amazing in that district, Jay, because it is overwhelmingly Democratic, more than 2-1. And it's also a presidential year when all of these Democrats are going to be coming out to vote. So for him to be ahead by that margin is quite a feat.
And speaking of Democrats, of course, Erie County has a new Democratic chairman. I guess maybe there's still some fight going on in terms of legal elements. But Jeremy Zellner, of course, was named the new county chair in that the Democratic Party. I guess there's a lot of ways of describing it locally. Fractious is probably the nicest way to call it. But what has he done? Has he tried to do anything to try to soothe over some of those wounds inside that party?
Yeah, he's trying. But a lot of people have tried over the years. But let's give him credit for coming in and trying to heal some wounds in the party. we reported last week that he had met with Mayor Brown, and that's appropriate because first of the year, people are going to be talking about the 2013 mayoral race and whether or not the...
let's just stay with this one for now.
You're right. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
But nevertheless, they are beginning to talk about party endorsements and whether the party will be behind them, and so they've begun to talk. I don't think there's a lot of talk going on between Democratic headquarters and the powers that be in Albany, but I don't see that happening. But, you know, I could say that Jeremy Zellner would like to see that happen. So, I mean, at least he is coming in and trying, but, ooh, what a job he's got ahead of him.
Oh, my. All right. Well, as always, a very interesting conversation. We've got a couple more of these conversations also coming up on the next two Wednesdays as well. And as always, thanks for your time, Bob.
We'll look forward to those conversations.